Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Wassy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Well, our topic for today is dealing with matters of the heart. Dealing with matters of the heart. And our scripture comes from the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 4 through 6, and 15 through 21. This is a continuation of my teaching on watch who you give your power to from yesterday. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to Morning Motivation live with me at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. posted on my website, feeldefire.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or have the recording link text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. so you can hear it and share it with others by sending the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's the entire number, 33222, and that will follow or subscribe you to the podcast. Now, all of this information and everything else you need to know about me is on my website at feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, your Bible should be ready. I'm in the book of Judges 16, beginning at verse 4, reading from the KJV. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came upon her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Going down now to verse 15. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein our great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him, can't you see this, to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. 2 more verses. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not, in other words, he did not realize that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Ooh, wasn't that a powerful word? Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Dealing with matters of the heart. Our hearts are so powerful. Not just in their functions naturally, but emotionally. You see, sometimes the heart will keep us where we know we should leave. Other times, it will make us leave when we know we should stay. And then still other times, it will guide us to places, to people, to situations, to thoughts and emotions, which we know we never should have gone or experienced in the first place. You see, it defies all reason, knowledge, and logic. And because of that power, we must deal with matters of the heart and get it together. In the book of Judges, we just read the biblical account of the record of Samson and Delilah. And I began expounding upon this yesterday and the topic of watch who you give your power to. You can hear that on feelthefire.com on the morning motivation page. Now, today I want to continue by really focusing on those final verses 15 through 21, where Samson opened up and he gave his whole heart to, or exposed his entire heart to Delilah. And after he did that his strength left him, but he didn't realize it was gone. You see, it said in verse 19 and 20 and 21, that when the Philistines, or after they attacked him, he got up just like he always did to do what he always had done, which was to defeat and overcome his enemy. But he was unaware that the strength had left him. It said that God had departed from him. And in so being, his enemy was able to overtake him. Now, the reason I want to discuss this is because sometimes we get so caught up in matters of the heart, the wrong relationships, the wrong people, the wrong friends, that we are unable to allow ourselves to look at the situation from an objective point of view. When we get to this point, it then causes us a lot of times to lose the battle, or to lose out on something or someone that was greater in our future and waiting in the wings, because we're still caught up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in this mess, in this abusive relationship, in this abusive marriage, in this unfaithful marriage. We're still caught up in our feelings, as they say, wearing our hearts on our sleeves. Sometimes it's not dealing with our marriage or your boyfriend or girlfriend. Sometimes it's dealing with your children. Sometimes it's dealing with friends. We're so caught up in how someone else treated us, or the baggage from the past, that we mistakenly impute what others have done to everyone else who is present in our lives right now. And in doing so, we mistakenly or erroneously assign to them negative characteristics or negative behaviors, or we assign to their conduct negative intentions and emotions, which really are not present, because we've never really dealt with the matters of the heart of our past, so that we can open up the suitcases of that old baggage and remove everything from there, so that now the suitcase can be put away. Matters of the heart. This is what happens. We find ourselves in places that we ought not be. In the book of Romans, chapter 7, isn't this good? Verses 19 through 25, Paul said, "For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law," oh, I love this, I tell you, I love the book of Romans, "that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see," or "I've discovered," or "I've found another law or truth in my members, warring or fighting against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity or bondage to the law of sin, which is in my members. What is the law that he found? That every time I desire to do good, every time I desire to follow the God's word, evil, Satan, somebody, temptation is always present with me. And if I am caught up in matters of the heart or my feelings, understand it becomes much easier to follow sin. Oh, I got to hurry up. We don't have but 15 minutes. And Luke 6, verse 45, the Bible teaches us that out of the treasure of your heart, the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. In other words, if you have a good heart, then you're going to speak good things. If you have an evil heart or a corrupt heart, you're going to speak evil things. And then in James 3, verse 8, that this tongue is so powerful that no man can tame it. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. It goes on to say we use the same tongue to bless God and then turn around and curse men. How can bitter and sweet water come from the same fountain? Matters of the heart. You're so caught up that you say things you shouldn't say. Devise and plan and strategize behaviors and conduct that should not be named among us as Christians. The heart is that powerful. So you got to get it together. You got to look at your situations and the people that you're around, and you got to evaluate these things. What is going on in my life? Why am I here? Why am I with this person? Why do I allow myself to be mistreated this way? What is it about me that I don't know how to value myself? Or why am I so angry and caustic and hard? Why am I so bitter? Why don't I have more friends? Or why do my relationships always end up badly? If it's always happening, you're the only common denominator. You cannot blame everyone else. You have to begin to evaluate yourself. Matters of the heart. Who am I, Lord? What am I supposed to be doing? Where did I develop in my mind and in my heart to the status of where I am today, be it good or bad? What are the issues that I need to deal with? What is the baggage that I have? Oh, our time is running. We got to go into prayer. Just say, Lord, I got to deal with my heart. Come on, Lord, I got to deal with my heart. Maybe you need to forgive. Maybe you need to release. Maybe you need to change your personality. I got to deal with the heart. Let's go into prayer. Isn't this powerful? Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we ask that you create within us a clean heart, the right mind, the right spirit. Father, we're dealing with our hearts this morning. We're dealing with our emotions, Father, whether they be good or bad, which come in and they allow the good or bad conduct to grow up and to manifest outwardly and to emanate from us. Father, this morning we're dealing with issues and matters of the heart. We're dealing with our baggage. We're dealing with the fact that who we are today is a product of every other emotion, experience, interaction, relationship that we've experienced in the past. And that how we conduct ourselves today in our marriages, in our homes, as parents, as friends, as bosses, as co-workers, are the culmination of those experiences. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father, to deal with and resolve the matters of the heart, the issues of the heart, so that we can let our light so shine. So that when our mouths open and speak from the abundance of our heart, we will speak forth life and not death. Father, we need you this morning. We need you this morning. We need you this morning. We need healing, Father. We need forgiveness. We need reconciliation and resolution. And with you, all things are possible. Father, I come praying now for everyone listening to Morning Motivation right now for healing, Father, in every area of their lives, wherever it is needed. Healing, 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 healing. Peace right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it and we count it done. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Say, I am healed emotionally. Say, I am healed emotionally. Speak it out loud. Today, I am healed emotionally. Hallelujah. Let me give you our task for today, and we're going to end. Remember, before I do, remember to text the letters MM to phone number 33222 so that you can follow Morning Motivation and share this with others today. Our topic is dealing with matters of the heart. Your task for today is to release all baggage and every issue. Call it out by name and say, I release it, and then say, I am healed. No more corrupt hearts and no more unbroken hearts. You better deal with it. God has restoration for you. I'll see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Morning motivation. Hot breakfast for your soul.